You are tuned to 91.7 FM WXBR Rhineland.
Everything about this radio station seems old-fashioned, from the cozy wood-frame house it occupies in a Rhinelander neighborhood to the pet dog that greets you when you open the front door to some of the music that you can hear on the air. The Dixieland music of Bob Crosby was recorded back in the 1930s. It's finding new life this afternoon thanks to volunteer disc jockey Charlie Requa and his daughter Tookie. Charlie is 93 years old. He used to dance to this music as a young man.
There's a lot of amusement that you get if you listen to Dixieland. The trombone guy was just going wild back there. All you can do is laugh.
We are told he's the oldest on-air host on radio in the U.S. 2 years ago, there was a gentleman who was older than Dad is now, and he retired.
Charlie and Tookie Requa are just two of the 40 volunteers who grace WXPR's airwaves, hosting shows dedicated to jazz, classical, blues, bluegrass, country, and even polka music. WXPR's general manager, Mick Fiocchi, says the volunteers connect with the Northwoods audience.
The hallmark of WXPR is the passion that people have for music. All you have to do is listen to any one of these shows and you hear it.
WXPR is an independent public radio station, which is affiliated with NPR, but not with Wisconsin Public Radio. Fiocchi has been here from the start, when the station struggled to get on the air.
We had our first pledge drive in June of 1983. We ambitiously set a goal of $10,000 and raised $5,000. That was a slap in the face.
Now WXPR has an annual budget of $600,000. Fiocchi says at least half that is listener contributions. The budget funds 6 full-time staffers, including a news director.
With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. As the state heads toward another gun deer season opener this weekend...
Ken Kroll has been broadcasting since 1976. Like the family-owned radio stations of years gone by, Kroll covers city council and school board meetings and gears his coverage to the communities he serves.
Anything outdoors, because almost everyone here has some sort of outdoor orientation. You are a Northwoods person because you are in the Northwoods.
Ken Kroll says his role is more important now than ever because so many commercial radio stations have fired their news staffs in favor of canned programming.
It disturbs me greatly because I've been in the business all these years and the core of what you do is local news. And when general managers don't value that as a core, then it makes me wonder about what they're offering.
And 32 degrees here at the studio.
Back in the studio, volunteer Colleen Finn hosts a program called the Northwoods Cafe, where she plays an eclectic mix of rock, blues, and folk music. Tonight, Finn is playing a cut from an out-of-print album by soul singer Eva Cassidy.
People get ready, there's a train a-coming.
Like the progressive FM jocks of 40 years ago, Finn gets to choose the song she plays on the air. She wouldn't have it any other way.
Oh, man, no way. That's the fun of it. The fun of it for me is to find out what comes next after this song, what fits, what would be the perfect transition.
General Manager Mick Fiocchi says whatever WXPR is doing, it's working.
I think we've achieved what we could only have dreamed of in those early days in the early 80s, which is we have become a community institution.
A community institution where the old ways of doing things have found a loyal audience in the 21st century. In Rhinelander, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.